Please be seated. Let's turn back to 2 Timothy chapter 1. Second Timothy chapter 1, we'll review what we just studied on last period. Before Timothy can serve God, one of the foundations he must have is to have a faith.
就是第五节,心里无畏的信心,
is to have faith. 第一章,chapter 1, verse 5.
无畏,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的,真正的
建立别人的信心。
Yes.
Serving God is to build a relationship with God. 嗯，那我们本身其实从建立这个信心。So all sales must have got faith. 那这个无畏的信心呢、啊，是从罗伊，外祖母，母亲叫尼基，然后传到提摩太。
So it came from the mother Lois and Eunice, the grandmother, and then came down to Timothy.
所以这样看起来哈、哦，提摩太的母亲做了一件很大的圣功。
So from here you can see Timothy's mother did a great work. What kind of holy work?
他栽培了一个提摩太无畏的信心，去变成神的工具。
She cultivated Timothy to have a genuine faith to become a tool for God.
所以诸位，可能我们不是直接为神做了什么大功。如果我们把我们的小孩子栽培成为神能够神所用的器皿，这个就是圣功。
We might not have directly involved in holy work, but if we can cultivate our children to be a worker of God, then we've done a holy work.
所以有时候教会不是这个家庭就是一个小教会。
A church, a family is like a small church.
所以服侍神啊，当然在大教会是需要的，有时候在自己家庭的服侍一样重要。
Serving God is required in a large church, but it's also necessary in our family.
家庭的小孩子教导的好，我们先为了教会准备了很好的人才。
If we can bring up our children in a godly way in our family, then we will prepare a worker of God.
所以，第一个他有信心。
So first, he has genuine faith.
那第六节开始就是从圣灵来的恩赐。
From verse 6 talks about the gifts of Holy Spirit.
那恩赐眺望起来，做工就更有果效。
Once the gifts are still up, then our work will be effective.
那第七节是在讲服侍神的三个心态。
From verse 7, talk about three types of mentality.
第一个要刚强。
First, we must be brave.
这样啊，面对困难，神给我们的责任，我们才不会害怕。
So when we face the challenge and responsibility, we will not be afraid.
好像耶稣一样。
Just like Joshua.
对，工作安全。很重，很在恩典上刚强。
This work is very heavy, but he must be brave.
第二个就是仁爱。
Second, he must have love.
第三个就是谨守。
Third, he must hold fast.
有一个节制。
He must have a moderation and self-control.
所以我们的服事啊，不会超过神给我们定的范围。
So our servitude and our work when we serve will not deviate and go beyond the line God has established.
刚强没有仁爱，我们发现这个人不会体贴 软弱。If one is brave but without love, then he will not be empathetic.
但是仁爱没有刚强，我们发现没有办法承担责任。
But if one has love but without courage, then he cannot take up responsibility.
啊，但是刚强仁爱没有谨守，有时候会超过界限。
But if one has courage, brave, and been brave and love, but has no self-control.
啊，会超过神定的界限。
It will go beyond the boundary that God has set.
所以这三个都很重要。
So all these three elements are all very important.
那我们要服侍神，以保罗来讲就是传福音嘛。
So you know, to serve God is to preach the gospel.
传福音的基本的态度就是第八节。
Verse 8 talk about the basic attitude that we should have when we preach the gospel.
第八节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 8. Therefore do not be ashamed of testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God.
Here
Paul told Timothy,
不要以为主做见证为羞耻。
Do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
然后也不要以我为这个主被囚的为羞耻。
No be ashamed of Paul as a prisoner.
就是第一个我们所传的福音不要把传福音当作羞耻。
First, do not regard preaching gospel and testimony as a shame.
如果我们把它当羞耻，就不会想要做。
If we regard it as a shame, then we will not do it.
那第二个，不要把保罗他为着传福音下监牢而当羞耻。
Secondly, do not regard Paul who was put into prison because of gospel as a shame.
这个本来是荣耀。
This is a glory.
如果为着保罗把他当作下监当作羞耻，提摩太就走不出去了。
And because of Paul as a prisoner and he was shameful, then Timothy cannot carry on.
这样才能够为福音同受苦难。
And then he can suffer for the gospel.
所以这样看起来我们要做圣工要有一个准备，就是受苦。
So from here it looks like that when we do holy work, we must have a preparation.Which is to suffer.
我们在世界上活久的，有时候好跟不好，用一个标准来分。
For those who have lived for long enough, when we judge, we usually have a standard to judge of good or bad.
什么标准？
What kind of standard do we use?
要不要受？
Are we willing to suffer?
对。
Is that not so?
受苦的就是不好。不要受苦的就是好，是不是？
To suffer is bad, and not to suffer is good.
就变成两分法。
So there's two ways to look at it.
没有人愿意受苦。
No one wants to suffer.
但是，如果我们不愿意受苦，就没有办法服侍神。
However, if we're not willing to suffer, we cannot serve God.
但是如果为着服侍神而受苦，这个受苦是有价值的。
But if we are serving God,Suffering because of serving God, then it's of value.
这种的生活是有意义的。
And this kind of life is meaningful.
有时候我们要决定我们的生活就变成要在两种中做一个选择。
So when we decide to live a kind of life, we must make a choice.
如果我们要过一个有意义的生活
，If we want to live a meaningful life,
受苦是难。
It's inevitable to suffer.
如果我们想一生就过得很舒服
，we want to live a comfortable life.
就没有办法服侍神
，then we cannot serve God.
就说我们本身要做一个选择
，so we must make a choice.
那我们看这个摩西的祷告
，let us look at Moses' prayer.
诗篇的
Psalm 90. Psalm 90. Verse 15. Psalm 90, verse 15. Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil.
摩西没有求神不要让他受苦。
Moses did not pray to God to take away the suffering.
这个就是一种成熟。
This is a kind of maturity.
所以我们要做一个真的基督徒，有用的基督徒，有时候没有办法求神不要让我受苦。
So if you want to be a real Christian, a useful Christian, we cannot avoid suffering.
这里说你是我们受苦的日子。
Here say that the days that you have afflicted us.
这是神让我们受苦。
It was God who afflicted us.
然后遭难的年岁。
In the days that we have seen evil.
所以有时候受苦是用天算的，一天、两天、三十天、五十天。
Sometimes the suffering are measured by days.
那有时候受苦是用年算的。
Sometimes suffering are measured by years.
一年、三年、五十、三四十年。
One year, two year, maybe 40 years.
那这个是神让我们遭难。
It was God that afflicted us, that we have seen the suffering.
那摩西最苦是什么？80岁到120岁。
So what's the most suffering that Moses has experienced is from 80 to 120 years.
旷野走本身就已经很苦了，天气很热。
Now, walking in the wilderness was difficult.
那加上以色列百姓很难带领。
And on top of that, he must lead the Israelites.
那心这个精神上的苦。
And the suffering of a mental, spiritual and mental.
所以受苦不是神受苦是一定要。
So, suffering is a must when we serve God.
但是呢，十五节的最后说。求你在我们受苦的日子叫我们喜乐。
But verse 15 also say, make us glad according to the days that you have been afflicted us.
所以神能够让我们受苦中有喜乐。
So God is able to give us joy while we suffer.
那如果受苦有喜乐，受苦就不可怕。
Now if we have joy while we suffer, then suffering is not so terrible.
最可怕是什么？受苦没有喜乐。
Now what's terrible is when we suffer, we have no joy.
受苦就像咒诅一样。
Then suffering becomes like a curse.
那受苦的喜乐从哪里来？
And then where's the joy of suffering from?
就从神的安慰来。
It comes from the comfort of God.
圣灵叫做安慰者。
Holy Spirit called the comforter.
圣灵会安慰。
The Holy Spirit will comfort us.
那受苦的这个喜乐就是从我们觉得我的受苦，我是蒙恩有义，这个就是喜乐。
Now joy of suffering comes from when we regard suffering as meaningful.
所以圣经说，彼得被抓到公会逼迫，出来的时候很高兴。
So the Bible records that when Peter was brought to synagogue and persecuted, and when he came out, he was joyful.
我觉得彼得是不是有一点问题啊？
Now you think that maybe Peter has a problem.
刚刚被打破就出来很高兴。
He was just flung and he came out, he was joyful.
因为圣经说他认为他是配神，他觉得神他看他配得为基督来受苦，他就觉得这样很有意义。
Because he felt that God regarded him as worthy to suffer for Christ, so he thought it was meaningful.
因此这个我们不要为福音受苦为耻。
So do not be ashamed for the sake of gospel.
要说告诉提摩太要与我同为福音同受苦难。
So we not need to suffer for the sake of gospel.
那这个也告诉我们这个保罗在带领提摩太。
This also tells us how Paul guided Timothy.
那保罗是受苦在先。
A Paul suffered first.
他已经有那个走在前面，然后提摩太你跟着我来吧。
He walked in the front and he asked Timothy to follow him.
那提摩太也没有，有一个人走在前面，你就不会太怕
了。If you have one walk in the front, then you will not be afraid.
所以我们在非洲这条路刚开始已经很难。但前面已经能走过去，就没有那么害怕。
So the journey to the ministry in Africa might be very difficult, but we have people walking in front, so we might not be afraid.
就是现在到非洲跟90年代跟去非洲不太一样。
So going to Africa now compared to going to Africa back in '90s are very different.
90年代 去非洲跟80年代又不一样。
And going to Africa in '90s are vastly different from the '80s.
越来越舒服。
It's become more and more comfortable.
但是有人走过去，我们就不会怕。
But once someone has walked before us, then we will not be afraid.
好，那为什么不要以受苦为 suit?
So why would not regard the gospel as a shame?
那我们就要看福音是什么。
We must look at what gospel is.
如果我们真的认识福音，你就发现受苦是有价值。
If we truly know what gospel is, then we will regard suffering as a valuable, meaningful.
我们现在来看看。
Let's turn back to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
第九节
Verse 9. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began.
我们是什么时候能拣选
When were we called or chosen?
在万古以前这个
It was called, we were called before the creation, before the time began.
对我们得恩典，还没有创世以前，神就先预备给我们。
So before the creation, God has destined for us to receive the grace.
而且这不是照我们的行为。
But it's not according to our work.
就是不是行为换来的。
We did not exchange this grace because of our works.
行为绝对没有办法换得救恩。
The works were not exchanged for the grace.
所以是按着恩典。
It's according to his grace.
不是行为换来，就要靠恩典。
It's because of his grace that we can receive it.
好，那我们现在看这个福音的显现，就第十节。
Now read verse 10. But has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
所以这个福音啊，最重要一部分就是把死废去。
So the most important part of gospel is that it has abolished death.
然后把不能坏的生命显出来。
And then brought life and immortality to light.
那在圣经还有句话说，死亡被生命吞灭了。
There's another saying in Bible that death has been swallowed by life.
锁了就吃掉了，就没有死了。
Once it's swallowed, there's no more death.
在福音里面没有死了。
Within gospel, there's no death.
没有死是什么
？What does that mean? That means it's eternal life.
人最怕死。
A man are afraid of death.
但是福音里面没有死。
But within gospel, there's no death.
这是最好、最有价值的。
This is the most wonderful, most meaningful.
将不能朽坏的生命彰显出来。
So this incorruptible life can be manifested, which is eternal life.
然后十一节
，verse 11。
我为这个福音奉派做传道，做师傅。
To which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles.
所以传福音给别人，就是让这一个人出死入生，从死里面出来，进到生命。
So to preach a gospel to others means to bring this person from death to life.
这是最大的爱。
This is the greatest love.
因此，如果我们能够为着这个这么宝贵、这么大的这个救恩，这样来受苦，当然这是最有意义的。
Now if we can suffer for such a thing, such a precious thing, then our life is meaningful.
所以十二节，为这个缘故，我要受这个苦。
So verse 12 says, for this reason, I also suffer these things.
我常常想一件事情。
I often thought about this.
你从左边走到最后一点是什么？退休。
If you walk from the left, at the end of point will be retirement.
从右边走到最后也是退休。
You walk from the right, the end point will be retirement.
人生到最后都会同一点退休。
So no matter where you walk, how you walk, the end point will be retirement.
有一天你到退休那一点。
So one day you approach that point of retirement.
你从世界这一边走。
If you walk from the worldly point of view, you will retire.
一旦退休，你过去做什么，这个都过去了。
Once you retired, all the things that you've done in the past is done.
那你如果从右边走
，But if you walk from the right,
不是神。
If you serve God, 你也要退出。You will eventually retire.
那这个两点有什么不同？这两个生活方式有什么不同？
What are the difference? What are the difference between these two lifestyles?
不同就是往前看不一样。
The difference is that when you look forward, they are different.
你如果走世俗这条路到退出，你往前看，那有什么？没有什么意义。
If you walk in the journey of this world, you look forward, there's nothing meaningful.
年纪越来越大，
as you grow older,
就没有办法做什么。
There's not much you can do.
但是我们如果来服侍神，做到退休，
But if we serve God until we retire,
那我们往前看，我们就发现有一个盼望。
And if we look forward, there's a hope.
做工的果效随着我们。
The work of the effect of our work will follow us.
最大。
And this is the greatest difference.
所以神给每一个人相同的资本。
So God gives us the same capital.
几十年的时间。
Maybe tens of many certain years.
我们才能更深。
It gives us ability and gifts.
那看我们要怎么投资。
It's up to us to how we want to invest.
不同的投资，不同的结果。
Different investment will give you different results.
所以十二节他说，为这个缘故。我也要受这个苦难。
So that's why verse 12 says, for this reason, I also suffer these things.
因为不能朽坏的生命要彰显出来。
Because there's immortality that will be manifested.
那下面，我知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所托付他，或者他所托付我。
For I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day.
我所信的是谁？主耶稣啊，天上的真神。
So, whom I believe, which is the Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣能够保守我所托付他。
And Lord Jesus is able to keep what I have committed to him.
我托付他什
么？ But what did I commit to him?
我的生命。
Our life.
那他托付我们的是什么？
What did he commit to us?
能托付我们，他要给我们的是永生。
What did he entrust to us? He want to give us eternal life.
那十三节。
13.
那为他传福音呢？我们先要把这个道理要守住。
So in order to preach the gospel, we must hold fast the words of God. 13. Hold fast the pattern of some words which you have heard from me, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. 14. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
所以在描写福音，第一个是纯正的话。
So here describe gospel, the first thing is sound words.
第二个是十四节，善道。
Second is the in verse 14 the good things.
这是从神所启示所托付的。
This was entrusted by our Lord and revealed to us.
那我们要先守住，才能够传给别人。
So we must be able to hold fast to them in order to preach to others.
那要守住这个善道、纯正的话语，有三个重要的因素。
There are three factors when we want to keep the pattern about some words.
14节在讲靠着圣灵牢牢的守着。
Verse 14 says that we must hold fast by the Holy Spirit.
那为什么要讲圣灵？
Well, why did it mention Holy Spirit?
因为这个纯正的话语是神借着圣灵启示我。
Because some words was revealed to us by Holy Spirit.
所以为什么真理就叫有真理？
Why is that? That's why two Jesus Church have the truth.
有圣灵。
Because we have Holy Spirit.
初代的工人得到圣灵，就受到启示的这个真理。
The early worker received Holy Spirit and was revealed with the truth.
那我们现在看慕道朋友，包括其他教会的基督徒来我们教会，得圣灵是一个很重要的关键。
Now we look at the true seekers nowadays, including those come from different denominations.Receiving Holy Spirit is a key.
有时候我遇到慕道朋友基督教都一样。
Now maybe we might run into some true seeker friend. They will regard that all Christianities are the same.
都一样，所以欢迎你来。
Okay,
布道会明天再来。So 都一样嘛。
It's the same. So we welcome you to come again. We have evangelical service. Please come again.
第一天晚上来，第二天晚上来。
First night they came. Second night they came again.
都一样。
It's all the same.
耶稣，第三天来，第三天再来。
We all believe in Christ, then I'll come third day again.
还是都一样。
Still the same.
第四天得圣灵。
Fourth day, they receive Holy Spirit.
得圣灵又不一样。
The minute they receive Holy Spirit, they realize what's the difference.
这是很大很大的差别。
There's a great difference.
为什么得圣灵他知道不一样？
Why after receiving Holy Spirit they can tell the difference?
因为圣灵启示他。
Because Holy Spirit revealed. So they are able to understand.
他就知道不一样。
They know the difference.
所以我们要把这个道理守住，或者要让人能够接受这个启示的真理，得圣灵是一个关键。
So we must hold fast the sound doctrine to preach to us. The Holy Spirit is the key.
那有时候我们信主久了，如果没有常常祷告，被圣灵充满，有时候对自己所领受那个道理啊，越来越没有信心。
If we have believed for a long time and we don't pray often, then we will grow less and less confident with the sound doctrine that has been entrusted to us.
对自己的教义啊。越来越没有信心。
We grow less confident about the doctrine that has entrusted us.
因为一旦你没有圣灵继续感动哦，开我们的心呢，有时候我们自己就越来越软弱。
So once you lose the movement from Holy Spirit to move us,
所以要靠圣灵说。
So we need to rely on Holy Spirit to hold fast to the sound doctrine.
那是三节的说，这个纯正话语要在基督的。以信心和爱心常常守着。
We must hold fast the sound words in faith and love in Christ.
为什么要信主？
Why do we need to have faith?
因为这是神的道。
And because this is words of God.
所以需要信心。
That's why we need faith.
不是人的道。人的道是用理性。
It's not the words of man, because the words of man come from their rationale.
神的道，比如说神给我们信心，你就可以领受
了。Because this is the words of God, and as long as God gives us faith, then we will be able to understand.
神创造天地，谁看到
？When God created the creation, who has seen it?
神创造天地，谁看过
？Who has seen the creation?
没有人看过。
No one has seen it.
没有人看过，你怎么知道
？And how do you know?
信，圣经这样讲。那神给我信心，你信了就等于知道了。
Because he heard it and he believed it.
所以这个神的话有的时候你很难解释。
Sometimes, words of God are difficult to explain.
洗礼有主耶稣的宝血。
The baptism has the blood of Christ.
你这个怎么解释？
How do you explain this?
这是灵界的事情。
Because this is the matter of the spiritual realm.
你怎么用人的理性去解释？
How can you explain from human's perspective?
主耶稣死了两千年，怎么洗礼有主耶稣的宝血？
Lord Jesus died for 2,000 years. How could there be the blood of Christ in the baptism?
圣经这样讲，我们这样信。
That's what's written in the Bible. That's what we believe.
那这样信，就有人看到主耶稣的宝血。
If you believe such, then someone has witnessed the blood.
所以持守这个道理需要信心。
So to hold fast to this sound doctrine and words, it requires faith.
你信心没有这个道理，你信不下去。
So without this faith, we cannot believe.
因为这个整个道理是从神来的，神本身你就看不见。
Because this whole truth comes from God. Without God, without faith, we cannot see it.
那神就是借着信心跟他建立关系的。
God has built this relationship through his faith.
那下面说要爱心常常守着。
We must have love to keep this faith.
因为圣经所有的诫命总归就是爱。
The conclusion of the command is love.
包括十条诫命也是爱。
Including the Ten Commandments, which is love.
所以没有爱，没有办法守诫命。
So without love, you cannot keep the commandments.
只有爱，十条诫命是不难守的。
With love, it's not easy to keep the commandments.
全四条爱神，后面六条爱人。
The first four commandments talk about loving God. The last six talk about loving people.
所以我们要传福音之前，要先把这个神托付我们的善道守着。
So before we preach the gospel, we must hold fast the sound words of God.
一个要信心。
First, you must have faith.
再来爱心。
And love.
再来圣灵。
Then it's Holy Spirit.
那这样我们守得住，我们才能够传得开。
And if we are able to hold fast, then we can preach the gospel.
那我们现在回来看提摩太书第一章。
Let's turn back to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
from verse 15 to 18. 15, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed.
13,
this you know that all those in Asia have turned away from me, among whom are Phrygia.
And Hermogenes.
16. The Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. 17. But when he arrived in Rome, he sought me out very zealously and found me. 18. The Lord grant to him that he may find mercy from the Lord in that day. And you know very well how many ways he ministered to me in Ephesus. From verse 18, from 15 to 18, talk about two types of people that's on the side of Paul.
一种人就是在他受患难的时候就离开了他。
One type of person are those who, when they were suffer, they left a Paul.
叫非路吉，被蒙钦。
They mention two people here in verse 15.
那16节啊，这是讲阿尼色。
So in 16, talk about Onesiphorus.
在保罗受捆锁被下监的时候，殷勤找他，并且找着了，并且他在以弗所怎样多多的服侍保罗，就是说保罗的同工接待保罗。When
Paul was put in prison, he sought after Paul very zealously. He was a worker of God, a co-worker of Paul.
对，保罗纪念他们。
So Paul remembered
him.写在这里啊。So
it was written here.
这也是神纪念的事情。These
are things that God remembers.
那我们看现在进到第二章。Let's
continue in chapter
2。这个第二章的第一节到13节啊，就是为受苦的进一步解释。From
verse 1 to 13, further talks about the suffering.
我们看第二章第一节,
Chapter 2, verse 1. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
这个地方说,
you say that we need to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
所以刚强啊,离不开主耶稣了,离开主耶稣就没有刚强这一回事。
So we cannot be far from the Lord when we are strong. Once we are far away from the Lord, we cannot be strong. So the strong comes from the grace of God. Now, how do you explain this?
There
is a founder question.
谁带领以色列百姓出埃及?
Who brought Israelites out of Egypt? Some say God, some say Moses. Who is it?
Is it God or is it
Moses? God through Moses. Both the
parts.
God guided Moses and God led Israelites. And Moses also led the people of Israelites.
这是神借着摩西带领以色列。But
God through Moses led Israelites.
那如果我们看整个故事，我们大家都很熟。If
we read the whole story, we are all very familiar with.
摩西一个人,
Moses is one person.
他怎么有办法把以色列人带出来？How
was he able to bring the Israelites out of Egypt?
这是恩典。It's
because of grace.
如果没有神的同在，没有神的恩典，那什么也做不出来。
Now without the guidance of God and grace, there's nothing you can do.
一个，诶，面对法老，你怎么说服他
？First, when you face Pharaoh, how do you persuade him?
他说：“王他有兵权，我面对他。
He's king, he has soldiers. How do you face him?”
但是到最后，他竟然听摩西的话。
But at the very end, he heard of Moses and listened to Moses.
因为神的能力是。
Because the power of God manifested.
这个就是恩典。
And this is grace.
帮助摩西啊。
This grace helps Moses.
好，那现在以色列百姓出到红海旁边。
Now, people of Israel came to the Red Sea.
哎，红海过不去啊。
They cannot cross the Red Sea.
埃及有追兵在后面啊。
Behind them, there's soldiers from Egypt.
这很害怕。
They are all afraid.
那怎么后来可以过去呢
？How did they cross?
这也是恩典。
This is also grace.
那个仗一打，海水就分开。
When the staff hit on water, the waters divided.
那后来埃及追兵追来。
And when a soldier from behind chased after them,
海水再合起来，兵都死光，这也是恩典。
And the sea covered them. This is also grace.
神用他的能力作为，在带领，在保守以色列百姓，这个就是恩典。
God uses power and works to preserve people of Israelites. This is grace.
哦，在旷野玛拿。
In wilderness, when they receive manna,
40 years.
40 years.
磐石流水。
And the water come out of a rock.
云柱火柱带领。
And there's a pillar of cloud and pillar of fire to guide them.
这个都是恩典。
These are all graces.
所以摩西才能够带领以色列百姓出来，因为有神的恩典。
It was by the grace of God that Moses was able to lead the people of Israelites.
那我们今天是谁？
Today, who are we?
我们真的是很软弱的。
We are feeble. We are very weak.
我们能成就什么
？What can we do?
这有一个原因。
There's only one reason.
神的恩典。
It was 同在。Because the abundance of God's grace.
所以我们刚强不是因为我是谁，我们刚强是因为神的恩典与我们同在。
So we are strong not because we are capable. We are something. It's because God's grace is with us.
就是保罗在。勉励提摩太。
So this is an encouragement from Paul to Timothy.
只要神继续同在
，as long as God continue to abide，
神的恩典就会引导
，God's blessing and grace will dwell and come down，
就可以更强
，and we can be strong。
这是最重要的关键，要与神同在。
This is the most important key is to have the abidance of God。
我找一节圣经解啊
，Let's find a verse。
40年来一无所缺。因为神与你们同在，在哪里？
在哪里？ In 40 years, you lack nothing because God is with you. Where can you find this verse?
在哪一卷？
比如
《生命记》啊，第几章？有一节更直接。
There's a verse that's more straight.
生命记，
比如让。
二章啊，找找看一
下。Chapter two.
这段问题。
Chapter two, verse.
7. 第七节。
Chapter two, verse 7. 7. For the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He knows you are trudging through this great wilderness. These 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing.
Okay. 这个中间说，你走这个大旷野，他都知道，神都知道，这什么意思？
What does it mean that God knows that you have trudging through this great wilderness? What does it mean?
知道这个困难，还有旷野的需要。
God knows the difficulty. God knows their need.
好，然后
，then
说40年神跟你同在。
For 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you in the 一无所缺. So you have lacked nothing.
一无所缺, 这就是从神而来.
So when you have lacked nothing, this comes from the grace of God. 哦,
所以回头过来看,
so if we look back,
为什么神告诉耶稣要刚强?
So why would God told Joshua to be strong?
因为过去40年, 都在神的恩典下困难一个一个解决.
For the past 40 years, it was under the grace of God that all the difficulties and suffering and challenge were removed.
其实第二年他已经走到迦南地的旁边。
Actually, in the second year, they have approached the land of Canaan.
不敢进去。
They were afraid to go in.
为什么?
Why?
困难太大。
Because it was overwhelming.
Too much. 困难太大。
There was too much difficulty.
其实恩典比困难大。
But in fact, the grace is greater than the difficulty.
但是他因为 不敢靠神的恩典，所以没有办法刚强，就进不去了。
But he's afraid to rely on the grace of God, so they did not go in.
40年后，现在有这个信心。
And after 4 years, they gained the faith.
靠着恩典进去。
And when they rely on this faith, grace, they were able to enter into the land of Canaan.
过去讲的困难都没有了。
All the difficulties they mentioned in the past is all gone.
耶利哥也被打倒了。
Jericho was overcome.
外族也被克服。
All the Gentiles were overcome. These are grace.
所以回到提摩太后书二章。
So let's turn back to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们服事神要刚强。
So when we serve God, we must be strong.
那刚强的原因是神的恩典够我们用。
And the reason that we are able to be strong is because of grace is sufficient.
所以服事久，我们感恩越多。
So the longer we serve, the more grateful that we have. We will become.
为什么?
Why?
因为这过去一路来都看到神的恩典，你就感恩了。
It's all these years when we serve God, we have seen the grace and blessing of God, and then we learn how to be grateful.
不但工作做好，心里充满着感谢。
Not only we are able to accomplish work, but our heart is filled with thankfulness.
在基督的恩典上刚强。
So we are able to be strong in the grace of God.
神要我们走的路，一定有恩典在里面。
If God wants to walk this way, we know that surely there will be grace of God here.
没有恩典，他不会要我们走那条路，他知道我们是人。
Now, without grace, he will not ask us to walk down this path because he knows he will be with us.
所以你只要确定神要我们做什么，就不要怕。
So as long as we are sure that this is what God wants to do, we should not be
afraid.
Be strong.
因为神的恩典一定够我们。
Because God's grace will be sufficient for us.
对提摩太的勉励。
This is the encouragement from Timothy.
那第二节。
Verse 2.
你在许多,
请你读, Verse 2. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
这个第二节来算算。第二节里面有几种人?
If we count how many type of people mentioned here.
第二节里面的几种人
How many type of people mentioned in verse 2?
四种，两个四种，哎呀。
Four types? I'm going to mention four types. Anyone else?
Three? 三种，还有没有？ 五种，现在有二、三、四、五，还有
four and five. Anymore?
今天我来算算看啊。Let's
give a count.
我儿啊，或者这个第二节哈
，verse two.
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的道理啊。 第一个就是你，是谁
？First is you. Who is you?
好，那第二个是我，我是谁
？You have heard from me. Who is me?
保罗啊
，Who is Paul?
OK， 那听见我所教训，也要交托那忠心能够教导别人。啊，第三个人就是教导别人。
The third type of person here are those who are able to teach others.
啊，第四种人呢
？What about the fourth type？
就是被忠心能教导人所教的那个人。
Those who can be taught by those who are faithful。
就是最少最少有四种人。
So there are at least four type of people here。
好，那第二节哈，保罗到底告诉提摩太什么
？So what is Paul trying to tell Timothy in verse 2？
第二节到底在讲
？What is verse 2 trying to tell us？
保罗告诉提摩太
，Paul told Timothy，
我现在告诉你的。
Now what I have told you，
那你要去教导别人。
You must taught others。
然后，当你教导别人的时候
，Once you have taught others，
你要教导你所教导那个人，再去教导别人。
You must。Tell those whom you have taught to teach others as well.
这个有一点像什么人？有点像哦。这个爸爸妈妈结婚生了儿子。
This is like a father and mother get married and they have a child.
他就知道怎么养孩子了。
They know how to rear.Of the kids，
那以后他就教他的孩子，你结婚生孩子以后要怎么养孩子。
And then they can teach their children that once they get married, how to bring up their child。
哦，然后教他的孩子哦，你也要教你的孩子以后怎么教他的孩子。
And then he will tell his children that how to teach their own children later。
哦，那这个什么意思
？What does it mean？
有的人结婚生孩子，生完孩子抱来给爸爸妈妈养。
Some people get married and they will bring their child to their parents to take care after them.
当然这也可以的。
Of course this is okay.
但是当然，真的养孩子应该是父母，
生
的这一对夫妻的，不是他的父母。
The one who looks after their child should be the parents.
那这个到最后运用到教会圣工是什么意思？
So how does this apply to the church work?
现在有一个慕道者。
Now if we have a true seeker,
我们要训练教会的宣道的人去传播给那慕道者。
We must train the evangelical team and gospel team to look after these true seekers.
但是我们一个传道人，你没有办法一下对付十个慕道者。
Now as a preacher, there's no way you can face 10 true seekers at the same time.
对，你就要宣道。
So that's why we have an evangelical department.
那我们就训练宣道组去带领那个慕道者。
That's why we train the evangelical team to look after the true seekers.
所以慕道者有问题，不是一下来找传道。
So when true seekers encounter problems or have questions, they don't have to come straight to the preacher.
慕道者有问题，应该是先去找宣道组。
If they have questions, they can go straight to the evangelical team first.
那有不能解决的问题才来找传道。
Now if their problems still cannot be resolved, then they can come to the preacher.
这个不是推卸责任。
This is not about pushing the responsibility away.
这是要训练宣道组他自己可以独立的能力去带领慕道。
This is about to train the evangelical team so they can be independent to bring up and to lead, guide, look after the true seekers.
那一个慕道朋友从来慕道一直到受洗一直到信仰长大到可以断奶你不需要忧郁他大概多久
So, how long will it take for a true seeker from the time when they come to study the truth to be baptized and to complete wean from the milk? How long do you think it's going to take?
如果你答得出来表示你有在做
If you can answer this question, that means that you are doing the work.
一个慕道朋友从来慕道，带领他到受洗，带领到他很放心可以断奶。
To bring a true seeker to Christ to be baptized to a stage where you can let go and then you don't have to worry. How long does it take? Some say 1 or 2 years. Some say more than that.
两年到四年
，between 2 to 4 years，
你从来慕道开始
From the stage where they were seeking the truth，
一般来讲要洗礼之前他要查考过十大信条。
Generally speaking, before they receive baptism, they must go through the 10 basic beliefs.
每一条很深入的去查。
Every belief they have to study deeply.
再来要查考十条诫命。
After that, they need to study the 10 commandments.
这是我们的道德基础。
This is our moral law.
所以呢一共20条。
And so there are total of 20 teachings.
每个礼拜查一条。
Every week, if you study one teaching,
20个礼拜。
It will take 20 weeks.
所以从开始慕道一直到受洗，最少最少要半年。
So from the time they begin to study truth to the time that they receive baptism, it will take at least 20 weeks.
对，那而且包括连会其他事情啊，所以半年跑不掉。
So if you also include
26个礼拜跑不掉。
Spiritual convocation, our fellowship in the Jago service, they will take easily half years.
那半年受洗这是最快的。
So, to receive baptism only after half year, this is considered fast.
当然你也可以说他已经得圣灵了，你如果今天不洗礼明天死了怎么办？
Of course you can say that he already received Holy Spirit. If he doesn't get baptized today, he might die tomorrow. What do you do?
但是大部分洗礼的话明天都不会死。
Mostly, people will not die right after
baptism. 但是、哦、你如果他不明白道理，你洗礼完第二天牧养就发生问题。
But if they don't understand the truth, and you let them baptize, then you will have a problem. Try to pastor.
他是要根据他过去的生活方式、社会的文化，还是根据圣经
？Is it going to base on his past lifestyle, his background, or the new lifestyle from our Bible?
所以要让他了解我们在信什么。
So to let them understand what we are believing.
我们的生活标准是什么？
What's our standard of our life?
半年跑不掉。
It will take at least half year.
那洗礼完
after the baptism,
要跟进。
We need to follow up.
让他融进教会。
We need to let them be able to merge into in the church.
让他信仰扎根。
Let them faith to take root.
让他懂得服事。
So that they can understand how to serve.
半年跑不掉。
It will take at least half year.
所以两年到四年。
So that's why I mentioned 2 to 4 years.
因此我们一个慕道朋友受洗到他自己也可以去带领慕道朋友。
So for a true seeker to receive baptism to the stage where they can bring other true seekers.
这个就是宣道主要跟进要训练。
This is what an evangelical team, gospel team need to do and follow up.
那如果这个宣道主要训练那个慕道朋友经过两年到四年那个慕道朋友也可以独立。来带慕道朋友。
So, after 2 or 4 years after evangelical team have a follow up with the true seeker, and they can also bring others to Christ.
那你就发现教会做圣工的人很多。
Then you will discover there are many people who can serve God in the church.
我们现在教会问题在哪里？
So what's our problem in our church today?
如果一次来了十个慕道，
If we have 10 true seeker come today,
感谢主，对不对？
Thank God.
十个啊。
There are 10.
但问题在哪里？
What's the problem?
谁去跟进？
Who's going to follow up?
你真的找不到人去跟进。
You cannot find enough people to follow up.
所以一般教会里面慕道者名单一堆。
So generally speaking, we can find there are less of a true seeker.
谁去跟进
？Who is to follow up?
跟进要花时间。
To follow up takes time.
要花精神。
It takes an effort.
在圣经要懂。
Furthermore, you need to be well versed in the Bible.
有时候很难找到。
It's difficult to find a person to do that.
所以这个第二节啊，保罗在告诉提摩太就是怎么训练工人。
So here from verse 2, what Paul is trying to tell Timothy is how to train a worker.
我现在训练你哦，你要训练你带领的。
If I train you, you need to train the people that you are training.
然后你要教你带领那个人，也懂得去训练他带领的。
And you need to teach the people that you are training so they can train the people that follow after them.
那如果教会有这样做你过了几年之后你发现很多人都可以参与宣道工作。
Now if churches follow this pattern, then you can see that many years later, many people can be involved in the joyful work.
这样圣徒才有办法大力的推展出去。
Then we can push out that this the gospel.
这是第二节啊。
This is verse 2.
在提到宣道工作的这个世代的传承。
It talks about passing down the gospel.
今天就到这里啊。Let's conclude， 快来，我们一起来祷告。
Let's all move on to conclude。